When you buy a pound of ground beef or a pack of chicken legs, you probably don't think about what kind of cow or chicken the meat came from. And in most stores, you don't have a choice. Beef is beef, and chicken is chicken. Of course, there's many different kinds of cows and chickens, but most farmers stick with just a handful of types. They prefer animals that are specially bred to produce more meat in less time. That's all well and good if your motive is profit. But some people think the move toward designer farm animals is risky. Jerome Johnson is executive director of Garfield Farm Museum. Johnson says breeds like these Narragansett turkeys carry genetic traits that could be desirable in the future. They don't require as much food, for instance. That could be an attractive feature as costs continue to rise.
Some of the high-producing, high-yielding animals today, they may require a lot of input. In other words, a lot of feed, more expense, since so many things are derived from petroleum, from the diesel fuel that powers the tractors, to the production of fertilizer and the like, and chemicals for herbicides and all. As the cost of that goes up, it may actually be cheaper to raise a different type of animal that doesn't require that much.
And Johnson also says some common poultry breeds get sick more easily. That's part of the risk farmers take when they choose meatier birds. Normally that might not be a problem, but if avian flu spreads to the U.S., some of the older breeds might carry genes that could resist the disease. If those breeds disappear, that genetic information would be lost. But some farmers choose rare livestock breeds for completely different reasons. Scott Lear and his family raise several varieties of purebred poultry, sheep, and goats on their northern Illinois farm. These chicks are just a few weeks old.
These are all purebred birds. And these are birds that have been around a long time. Some of the breeds that are in there, there's Bantam Brown Leghorns, Bantam White Leghorns.
Some of the poultry breeds are so rare and exotic, they're practically collector's items. Lear's son enters them in competitions. But the animals on their farm aren't just for showing off. Scott says they used the wool from their herd of Border Cheviot sheep for a craft studio they opened in a nearby town.
There's quite a bit of demand growing for hand-spun wool. The rising interest in the hand arts, if you will, knitting and spinning and weaving and those kinds of things are really beginning to come into the consciousness of the American public in many ways. It's evolving beyond the cottage industry.
And the wool of rare breeds like the Border Cheviot sheep is popular among people who want hand-spun wool.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Back at the Garfield Farm Museum, Jerome Johnson offers a handful of grass to a 700-pound Berkshire hog. This Berkshire is different from the variety of pig with the same name that's relatively common today. Johnson says these old-style Berkshires have a different nose and more white hair than the modern Berkshire. They also tend to be fatter, which used to be a more desirable trait. The museum's pair of old-style Berkshires are literally a dying breed. Johnson says the boar isn't fertile anymore.
They were the last breeding pair that we knew of. These were once quite common, but now are quite rare. And we maybe have found a boar that is fertile, that is up in Wisconsin, that was brought in from England here a couple years ago, that we could try crossing with our sow to see if we can get, preserve some of these genetics.
Advocates of rare livestock breeds say the animals can be healthier and sometimes tastier than the kinds raised on large commercial farms. And although you won't find many farm animals on the endangered species list, they could have important benefits for future farmers. For the GLRC, I'm Chris Lehman.